Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. Several countries in Central America are hardly better off. Poverty is the main reason many Central Americans decide to head north in search of better opportunities. Even before they reach the U.S. border, undocumented migrants face a dangerous trip through Mexico. There's little support for the migrants along the way, except for a network of shelters in key spots. Shannon Young visited one shelter in southern Mexico.
The shelter is called Hermanos en el Camino, or Brothers on the Road. It's in Ciudad Ixtepec in Oaxaca. And it's one of the few places in southern Mexico where Central American migrants can find a free meal, a safe place to sleep, and someone willing to defend them. Father Alejandro Solalinde is the Catholic priest who runs the shelter.
Además de protección, que lo número uno, la seguridad.
He says the shelter offers protection, first of all, but also emotional support and some legal help. The staff asks migrants if they've suffered any kind of abuse or violence during their journey, and if so, offers to file a criminal complaint on their behalf. Right now, they've been helping migrants who were the victims of an ambush last month near the Oaxaca-Chiapas state line. Dalila Consuelo Linares from El Salvador was in that group. She says they were riding on a cargo train when the trouble started.
About 2.5 hours after we left, we were stopped by the federal police. Everyone started running, but they caught some of us, and the police took our valuables. When they let us go, they told us not to walk along the main road, but to stay along the train tracks. So we did. And further up the tracks, we were ambushed by robbers. They took what was left, hit people, killed a few, and raped some of us.
Linares herself was raped. She and others have filed criminal complaints, but these complaints can take months to resolve. Victimized migrants often prefer to keep moving north without stopping to document abuses. Others who've taken refuge at the shelter have their own stories. Ricardo Hernandez from Honduras says he was deported from the northern Mexican border city of Matamoros because he couldn't pay the asking price of a bribe.
I had like $150. In the immigration, when he called me, he said he wanted me to give him $500. And I didn't have the $500, so I told him, I got $150. Can you help me up, you know, and let me go? But he said, no, I can't do nothing. If you don't have the $500, we're going to have to send you back. So I said, go ahead and do it then, because I don't have no $500. So, boom, they sent me back.
Hernandez says this is his fifth attempt to re-enter the U.S. after his workplace in North Carolina was raided and he was deported. He says he has two U.S.-born daughters, but before they can reunite, Hernandez has to finish crossing Mexico. And shelters like the one in Ixtepec are a godsend. In the shelter's kitchen, Salvadoran Alcides Ramirez is hard at work with a handful of other volunteers. The kitchen relies largely on donations from the local market to provide three meals a day for the shelter's fluctuating population. As he peels a crate of potatoes, Ramirez explains that on a slow day, the kitchen prepares meals for 50 people, but that tonight they are expecting a train with an estimated 500 people aboard. The Ixtepec shelter receives a phone call from the shelter in Arriaga, Chiapas, whenever a train leaves, along with an approximate headcount of the migrants aboard. Those in Ixtepec do the same for the shelter in Medias Aguas, Veracruz, which is the next stop along the way. In his years of operating the shelter, Father Alejandro Solalinde has grown skeptical of law enforcement institutions operating in this part of Mexico. But he continues to encourage victimized migrants to file complaints in the hopes that honest people within the institutions will respond.
Si esto no para en este momento.
He says if crimes against migrants don't stop now, Mexico will have a harder and harder time defending its sovereignty from organized crime. That's a reference to the drug cartels and their efforts to control the migrant smuggling market in southern Mexico. Father Solalinde warns that the rule of law is at a tipping point in Oaxaca, and a key factor is how Mexican authorities react to the abuses reported by Central American migrants. For The World, I'm Shannon Young in Oaxaca.